AP News for this Saturday, January 28th. I'm Jackie Quinn. The nation continues to grapple with the release of police body cam and other video that show the fatal beating of a black motorist, Tyree Nichols, in Memphis.
Bitch, put your hands on your back, quick.
Okay, stop.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
You don't beat a man to death.
Right.
An unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He notes the police are telling Nichols to show his hands, but they're grabbing his arms, with Sharpton alleging they're deliberately saying things for their body cameras to pick up. He calls on Congress to pass federal legislation on policing, drafted but not approved, after the death of George Floyd nearly 3 years ago.
This Congress needs to deal with these civil rights issues of these times.
The five Memphis officers involved have been fired and arrested. There's been another mass shooting in California. 3 people killed and 4 injured at a rental home in the upscale Beverly Crest area of Los Angeles.
We're starting right here.
Former President Donald Trump has launched another bid for the White House in New Hampshire.
Defeat Joe Biden and the radical Democrats. These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
There have been new attacks in Ukraine. Here's our Sarah Naffa.
Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province.
The Australian Open women's champ is Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus.
I'm just super happy. Super happy, proud, and I don't know how to explain. Just the best, it's like the best day of my life right now.
She defeated defending Wimbledon champ, Elena Rybakina. This is AP News. Pope Francis has clarified his comments about homosexuality and sin, saying they refer to the teachings of the Catholic Church, after he was asked for an explanation by the LGBTQ Catholics Outreach Group.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. In an interview with the Associated Press, Pope Francis criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust. On Holocaust Remembrance Day, the underground Zionist youth movement is remembered for helping Jewish refugees during World War II. Members in their 90s, like Sarah Epstein, recalled supplying refugees with food cards and forged documents. She was among a group of Jewish youth leaders in Hungary that jumped into action just before Nazi Germany invaded in March 1944. She says the actions of Jewish youth leaders who saved tens of thousands from the gas chambers should be remembered. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.